Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Empowered AF with me, Joe Thomas. In today's episode, we're delving into the topic of vulnerability. Specifically, we will explore how embracing vulnerability can lead to personal growth and healing with a focus on women's experiences. Vulnerability, often misunderstood and overlooked, is an essential aspect of our lives. It involves embracing our authentic selves, allowing ourselves to be seen, and stepping out of our comfort zones. For women in particular, vulnerability can play a profound role in personal growth and healing. Throughout this episode, we're going to share insights, practical strategies, and we're going to overcome some barriers to help women embrace vulnerability as a catalyst for personal growth and healing. So whether you're new to the concept or already on your vulnerability journey, get ready to explore the healing power of vulnerability. But first, let's take a moment to reflect on what vulnerability means to you. What comes to mind when you think of vulnerability? How has it played a role in your personal growth and healing? Or maybe how has a lack of vulnerability hindered your personal growth and healing? Grab a cup of tea, y'all, find a cozy spot, and let's dive into the important discussion on the healing power of vulnerability for women. Vulnerability is about willingly exposing our true selves, being open and authentic, even when faced with uncertainty or potential harm. It is the act of embracing who we truly are, allowing ourselves to be seen, heard, and understood in all our emotional complexity. When it comes to personal growth, vulnerability plays a pivotal role. It offers us a chance for self-reflection, self-discovery, and self-acceptance. By leaning into vulnerability, we can confront our deepest fears and insecurities, liberating ourselves from the confines of comfort zones and exploring new realms of possibility. Also, embracing vulnerability deepens our connections and relationships with others. When we willingly expose our vulnerabilities, it gives others permission to do the same. This fosters more authentic, genuine connections that provide support, understanding, and empathy, all of which contribute immensely to our personal growth. Vulnerability also encourages us to confront and process our emotions, including those that are difficult and uncomfortable, like fear, shame, and sadness. Y'all, by allowing ourselves to be vulnerable, we create a safe space for healing and for our own growth. Through this process, we develop a greater understanding of ourselves, strengthen our emotional resilience, and cultivate self-compassion as we navigate and learn from our experiences. Vulnerability challenges us to step outside of our comfort zones and take the risks. It empowers us to embrace new experiences, pursue our passions, and seize opportunities for growth. By embracing vulnerability, we develop the courageous and resilient mindset necessary for personal growth and development. Y'all, vulnerability is such a powerful force in personal growth. It allows us to embrace our authentic selves. And then when we do that, we're able to foster these deep connections, support our emotional healing and that of others, and we're able to actually go after the things we want in life. By embracing vulnerability, we unlock our full potential for personal growth and create a more fulfilling and authentic life. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we open up a gateway to confront and process difficult emotions. This process of facing our emotions head on fosters a deeper sense of self-awareness as it compels us to be introspective and reflect on our feelings. Embracing vulnerability also just creates a nurturing environment for emotional resilience to flourish. Instead of just suppressing our emotions, vulnerability encourages us to acknowledge and express them authentically. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable with others, we often find that they offer the support and empathy we need to navigate challenging situations. This support strengthens our emotional resilience, equipping us with the inner strength to overcome obstacles and adversity in our life. When we are willing to be vulnerable with those close to us, those who are a safe space for us, we are allowing that relationship to grow. We are allowing that person to see a deeper side of us. And we're giving them permission to also allow us into their life. Embracing vulnerability can be a catalyst for transformative breakthroughs in personal growth and in relationships. Stepping outside our comfort zones and taking risks exposes us to not only new perspectives, but new opportunities. We confront our fears and self-limiting beliefs, paving the way for deeper acceptance. It allows us to confront and process challenging emotions, receive the support from others, and propel us forward. By courageously embracing vulnerability, we open doors to a more fulfilling and resilient life. So let's talk for a minute on some of the common misconceptions around vulnerability. One is that vulnerability is a sign of weakness. Y'all, society often promotes this idea of appearing strong and invulnerable all the time, leading to the belief that being vulnerable makes us susceptible to harm or judgment. That somehow vulnerability is weakness, when in reality, it is a courageous act that requires strength and self-confidence. It is an expression of authenticity and emotional honesty. There is absolutely nothing weak about being vulnerable. There is nothing weak about allowing someone to see that other deeper layer of you. It always just gives someone that little extra opportunity to help you, to encourage you, and to love on you more. Another misconception is that vulnerability is only about sharing personal struggles and hardships. And while this is an aspect of vulnerability and it is an important aspect, it is not limited to just that. Vulnerability encompasses a wide range of emotions and experiences, including sharing joys and dreams and desires. It is about opening up and allowing ourselves to be seen in all aspects of our lives. Think for yourself about people that you look up to. Think about how they are vulnerable and allow you into areas of their life. If it was not for women being willing to take the curtain down and let people see our inner layers, so many of us would feel alone. Often by sharing our vulnerabilities and being willing to expose some of those deeper layers, we are actually creating change for other women. There are several common barriers that often prevent women from embracing vulnerability. These barriers can be influenced by societal and cultural factors that contribute to the fear of being vulnerable. Fear is such a common response to vulnerability. The fear of rejection or judgment can hinder us from being vulnerable with others. We may fear being seen as flawed or unworthy of love and acceptance. This fear can stem from past experiences or societal pressures that have taught us to guard our emotions and put up walls. By taking the risk to be vulnerable, we often find that it leads to deeper connections and a better understanding of each other. Another fear associated with vulnerability is the fear of loss or disappointment. When we open up ourselves emotionally, we expose ourselves to the possibility of pain and rejection. We may fear that vulnerability will result in hurt or betrayal, so we choose to keep our guard up and avoid taking emotional risks. However, it is important to remember that vulnerability also allows for the possibility of meaningful connections, personal growth, and fulfillment. By putting up our walls and not allowing people in, not allowing people to see who we truly are, it is actually hindering us because we then tend to attract the wrong people in our lives and cannot figure out why we're so frustrated. In order to bring the people in your life who are going to help you find your joy, find your healing, and live your life on your terms in the best way possible, you have to be willing to be authentically you. Another barrier is the pressure to maintain a sense of control and strength. Women are often expected to be resilient, independent, and put together in various areas of life. This societal expectation can detour many women from embracing vulnerability, as is often perceived as a sign of weakness or incompetence. But I am here to tell you, there is nothing weak about being vulnerable. Be willing to put yourself out there and know that you are worthy no matter what someone else's opinions and insecurities may project onto you. Gender stereotypes also play a huge role in hindering vulnerability. Women may feel societal pressure to conform to prescribed roles and expectations, such as being a caretaker and a nurturer. This can lead to an avoidance of vulnerability, fearing that it may challenge or undermine their perceived role or status. And I hope that you hear me when I say this to you. It is okay to show vulnerability to your family, to your husband, to your kids. They cannot learn how to be vulnerable themselves, and they are only going to learn to bury emotions if that's all they see from the people in their life. By addressing these misconceptions and understandings, the barriers to embracing vulnerability, we can begin to recognize the transformative power and cultivate a more authentic and fulfilling life, not only just for us, but for those around us. To overcome these barriers and create a safe space for vulnerability, it is important to challenge societal norms and redefine what strength really means, recognizing that vulnerability is not a sign of weakness, but a powerful act of self-awareness and strength can help shift perceptions. It is essential to encourage a culture that values a vulnerability and emotional expression from men and women. So how do we start healing through vulnerability? First, you have to recognize and acknowledge your emotions. The first step to healing through vulnerability is to become aware of and acknowledge the emotions you're experiencing. Allow yourself to sit with these emotions without judgment and without resistance. By acknowledging and accepting your emotions, you create a space for healing to take place. It is okay to be your own safe space. Another thing that is important in your healing journey is practicing self-compassion. Show yourself kindness, y'all, and understand as you navigate your emotions, it is going to bring up a lot of other emotions, and that is okay. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding as you navigate your emotions that you would a dear friend. Remind yourself that vulnerability is courageous and that it is okay to feel vulnerable because you are human. Humans have emotions, y'all. Children, men, women, we all have emotions. And it is okay to say, I'm not going to continue like generations before me. We aren't going to sweep everything under the rug and pretend it's okay because that builds resentment. And that builds a lot of anger and hurt. Let's allow ourselves these safe spaces to start tearing down those walls and allowing people to come in. Because often what happens when we build these walls is it's not that we're keeping people from coming in. We're also just keeping people out. We're not allowing them that opportunity to be the support that we're wanting and often craving. Be patient with yourself, y'all. Healing is not an easy journey, but I can tell you from someone who was on the other side of a lot of healing, it is so very worth it. Next, seek support and open up. Healing through vulnerability often requires open communication and reaching out for support. Find a trusted friend, a family member, or even a therapist with whom you can safely share your thoughts and emotions. Opening up to someone who can hold space for you creates an opportunity for connection and understanding. Sharing your vulnerabilities with others can also help you gain different perspectives and insights. Next, just make sure y'all set boundaries and practice self-care. While being vulnerable is crucial for healing, it is equally important to set boundaries and prioritize yourself too. Pay attention to your needs and take breaks when necessary. Listen to your body, y'all. It is always going to tell you what you need emotionally, mentally, and physically. Engage in activities that will nourish your mind, your body, and your soul during this process. Setting boundaries and practicing self-care will help you maintain a healthy balance between vulnerability and self-protection. Remember, healing through vulnerability is a continuous process. It takes time, patience, and self-compassion. This episode is really just the starting point for you on your journey. It's important to also note the link between vulnerability and self-care and how significant it really is. Embracing vulnerability and self-care allows women to acknowledge their emotional needs, prioritize their well-being, and promote healing. Journaling is a really effective and accessible self-care practice that can nurture vulnerability and facilitate healing. By taking the time to write down your thoughts, your feelings, and experiences in a safe and non-judgmental space, y'all can create an opportunity for deep self-reflection and exploration of your emotions. When y'all engage in journaling, you give yourself permission to be fully honest and vulnerable. You can express your innermost thoughts and emotions without fear, judgment, or consequence. This act of writing becomes a form of self-expression and release, allowing you to just dive deep into the depths of your vulnerability. Through journaling, you can gain a better understanding and acceptance of who you actually are. As you put your thoughts and emotions into words, you bring them to the forefront of your awareness. This act of acknowledgement enables you to validate and honor your vulnerability, recognizing it as a valuable part of the human experience. So, a couple questions that can get you started on this journaling. What does vulnerability mean to me? Take some time, y'all, and reflect on your personal definition of vulnerability. What does it look like and feel like to y'all? How do you define that in your own life and in relationships? Understanding your own perception of vulnerability can help you navigate its roles in your life more effectively. The next question to dive into is, how can I cultivate a safe space for vulnerability? This one is important, y'all. Consider the environments, relationships, and practices that can support and nurture vulnerability in your life. What steps can you take to create a safe space for yourself and others to express vulnerability? This may involve setting boundaries, surrounding yourself with supportive individuals, or practice active listening and empathy. Explore ways to create an atmosphere that encourages this while also fostering genuine connections. Mindfulness and meditation are also super helpful practices for connecting with vulnerability. By being present in the moment, observing thoughts and emotions without judgment, women can cultivate a deeper understanding of their inner selves. This awareness allows for the recognition and acceptance of vulnerability, leading to self-compassion and, most importantly, healing. Also, some people love to engage in creative outlets like painting, dancing, or playing music that can just be therapeutic to you. These activities provide a means of self-expression and allow for emotions to be channeled into a productive and healing process. Another important aspect of nurturing vulnerability and self-care is setting boundaries. I know y'all have heard me say this a couple times, but prioritizing personal needs and saying no to things that feel overwhelming or draining is crucial, y'all. Setting aside dedicated time for self-care, whether it's taking a nice hot bath where you allow your brain to just relax, reading a book, or engaging in a hobby that you genuinely get joy from. It promotes a deeper connection with yourself and allows your vulnerability to be nurtured. Vulnerability can have a transformative and powerful impact on our life in numerous ways. So I think that it's important that we end this episode on the positive and why vulnerability is so important in the healing journey. First and foremost, it allows for authentic connections. Vulnerability allows for deeper and more genuine connections with others. Most importantly, those in your inner circle. When you open up and share your vulnerabilities, it creates an atmosphere of trust and authenticity. By being vulnerable, you invite others to do the same, fostering meaningful and genuine relationships that are built on trust, understanding, and emotional support. Y'all, we are never going to have healthy, genuine relationships if we continue putting brick after brick after brick after brick on our walls. Another important aspect of vulnerability in your healing journey is the emotional growth and healing that you're going to experience. Vulnerability enables emotional growth by allowing you to confront and process difficult emotions. It provides an opportunity to explore and understand your feelings, leading to increased self-awareness and personal development. Through vulnerability, you can release emotional burdens and build resilience, leading to a greater sense of emotional well-being. Y'all, it is okay to let whatever that is holding you back or hurting you, let it go. Increased self-awareness and acceptance is another area. Embracing vulnerability allows you to accept your whole self, including your imperfections, your insecurities, and past mistakes. It promotes self-compassion and self-acceptance, helping you break free from shame and self-judgment. This newfound acceptance allows you to cultivate a healthier relationship with yourself, leading to greater self-esteem and inner peace. Personal growth and courage is another. Vulnerability requires courage and stepping out of your comfort zone. By embracing vulnerability, you challenge yourself to take risks, face fears, and embrace uncertainty. This mindset of openness and growth leads to personal transformation and empowers you to pursue new opportunities and experiences. Vulnerability pushes you to expand your boundaries and unlocking your full potential. It's important to note that vulnerability should be practiced in a safe and supportive environment. Seek out trusted individuals who will honor your vulnerability and provide the necessary support as you navigate your personal journey. Being vulnerable is indeed a choice that allows us to live life authentically, instead of conforming to societal expectations and pressures. When we choose vulnerability, y'all, we prioritize our own truth and authentic selves over external pressures or societal norms. It means being willing to show up as our genuine selves, embracing our strengths, our flaws, and our quirks that make us who we are without fear of judgment or rejection. By choosing vulnerability, we reject the notion of hiding behind societal standards or masks that don't truly align with who we are. Instead, we embrace the freedom and liberation that comes with living authentically and wholeheartedly. It's a powerful choice, y'all, that allows us to live a more fulfilling, meaningful, and genuine existence. I hope that you are able to go out today and just take one brick off of that wall you've been building. Allow yourself to be vulnerable in a safe space. And in case y'all have not heard it today, y'all are beautiful and loved. Don't forget, empowered voices change the world. Make sure yours is being heard.